When they look back over the last 5 years, middle-class Americans don't like what they see. The Pew Research Center surveyed adults who defined themselves as middle class. Their incomes range from $40,000 to more than $100,000, and most say they're no better off or doing worse than a few years ago. The added pressure and debt comes even though most people still think they have a higher standard of living than their parents.
People across Asia are also struggling to maintain their standard of living, and there's a basic reason why. Most Asian diets begin with rice, and the price of that basic food is soaring. Demand is up, production is down, and major exporters like Vietnam and India are limiting overseas shipments of rice. The shortage is creating concern about the possibility of social unrest. Here's NPR's Michael Sullivan.
It's early morning in Bắc Ninh province, just outside Hanoi. And the shimmering green rice paddies are dotted with conical hats belonging to farmers like Nguyen Thi Lan, hard at work tending the spring crop. Lan is calf deep in the oozing muck, clearing weeds and golden snails from the stalks of rice she planted back in February. Come harvest time in May, she expects her crop to fetch a far better price than it did last year, but there's a catch. Lan says bad weather delayed planting by nearly 3 weeks, and because of it, she expects her yield to be down about 30%. That, she says, along with higher prices for fertilizer and pesticides, means she won't earn as much as she did last year, even though she'll be paid more for her rice per pound.
Farmers, and poor farmers in particular, almost always are losers in this game.
Robert Ziegler, Director General of the International Rice Research Institute in Manila.
With the rapid rise of fuel prices, fertilizer prices have gone through the roof. So both nitrogen and potassium, two key elements for rice, the prices have skyrocketed. So she's right. She's not going to see much, if any, benefit from the rising prices.
Bad weather, pests, and less land under cultivation are contributing to a decrease in production and an increase in price in Vietnam and elsewhere, leading major rice exporters like Vietnam to reduce exports to satisfy demand at home. And that's bad news for countries that can't feed themselves. A lot of what Vietnam does export comes here to the Philippines, where, as in much of Asia, rice is served at every meal. Vendors and customers at this market in the capital, Manila, say the price of rice has gone up nearly 30% in the past 2 months alone and is now out of reach for many urban poor, who depend instead on subsidized but often scarce supplies of rice from the government. Leonora Beting has a husband, two kids, and not much work. When she can't find the subsidized government rice, she says, she has no choice but to pay for rice at market prices. And in the past month, she says, she's had to cut back on meals as a result and serve smaller portions just to get by. Higher prices for rice may also jeopardize efforts by aid agencies to provide food assistance to people in need. Here in the Philippines, the World Food Program currently feeds about 1.6 million people on the southern island of Mindanao. But Deputy Country Director Agassim Wuri is concerned what might happen if rice gets even more expensive and additional funds aren't found to procure it.
If we are unable to meet our targets, we'll do one or two things. Either reduce the number of people we plan to feed or reduce the food rations we intend to give them.
Last month, the WFP launched an emergency appeal for an additional $500 million to help it cope with the dramatic increase in food and fuel prices worldwide.
We need to recognize that the potential disruptive power of food shortages is enormous.
Again, Robert Ziegler of the International Rice Research Institute.
Look at the government's reactions. Vietnam is blocking exports. India is blocking exports. China has blocked exports of rice. Now, the reason you do that is to make sure that your own populations are adequately fed. And why do you care about that? Because if they're not adequately fed, you're going to hear about it.
And governments are already hearing about it in parts of Africa and in Haiti, where food riots last week left 5 people dead. Africa, Ziegler says, is especially sensitive to changes in Asian rice production. Nearly half the rice consumed in sub-Saharan Africa, Ziegler says, comes from Asia, meaning shortages here will be felt there, too, and the poor, he says, will bear the brunt of them. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Manila.